That's called Postponed Parade by Ryan Burns, who was the keyboard player there, composer and arranger. Everybody getting solo space. Steve Tressler on tenor sax, Jason Gussel on electric guitar, Ryan Burns at the keyboard, Michael Glenn on bass, and Matt Jorgensen at the drums. Postponed Parade. Hello, I'm Jim Wilkie. Welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. Both some current events as well as dipping back into the grab bag of some of the older recordings of Northwest artists in our collection. This is one that's fairly recent. It came out late last year. It's a Vancouver, B.C. group led by Tom Keenley's side, who is a veteran woodwind player, often heard on saxes and clarinet. Here he sticks to flute exclusively in this recent album. Fortune Teller is the name of the album. A very beautiful Alan and Marilyn Bergman and Michel Legrand song, The Summer Knows.
Thank you. was very young. The world was younger than I. As merry as a carousel, the circus tent was strung with every star in the sky. Above the ring we loved so well. But now my young world has grown old. Gone are the tinsel and gold. Sit there and count your fingers. What can you do? Old girl, you're through, so sit there and count your little fingers. Unhappy little girl blue, sit there and count the raindrops . What can you do? It's time. It's time you knew that all you can count on is the raindrop. That fall on little girl blue. No, you old girl, you might as well surrender your hopes. Your hopes are getting slender. Why won't somebody send a tender blue boy to cheer up little girl blue? No use, old girl, you might as well surrender. Your hopes are getting slender. Why won't somebody send a tender blue boy to cheer up little girl? Blue boy, cheer up little girl. Someone send a blue boy to cheer up little girl. Blue.
from a live direct broadcast, radio broadcast from the penthouse in Seattle in 1962. Ernestine Anderson, who was heard there with her Seattle Trio, which was a popular rhythm section for a lot of groups around here at that time. Dick Palombe, the pianist, Chuck Metcalf on bass, and Bill Richardson at the drums, and Little Girl Blue. That's from the album Ernestine Anderson Swings the Penthouse, which came out on High Note Records. And before that, we were listening to something much more recent, just last fall, from Vancouver, the Tom Keenly Side Quartet. Tom Keenly Side on flute, with Miles Black at the piano, Miles Hill on bass, and Bernie Arai on drums. And the Michel Legrand song, The Summer Knows. 88.5 KNKX connects you with the regional jazz scene every Sunday afternoon at this time on Jazz Northwest. I'm Jim Wilkie. A few items from our jazz calendar. Pancho Sanchez is playing at Jazz Alley this week through tonight. There's a jazz jam at Darrell's Tavern on Sunday evenings and a jam at the Owl and Thistle on Tuesday nights downtown Seattle in the Pioneer Square area. Jacob Zimmerman's trio has been playing Wednesdays at the Pink Door, and I think they've also been doing some gigs at the Canal, which has reopened on a limited basis on weekends with food truck and a bar that's open too as well. The Canal, nice spot. I hope they would get going full-time after a while. Mark Lewis Quartet is playing Fridays at Brother Don's in Bremerton, back to a gig that they had been playing earlier, and that's resumed now. Coming up next weekend in Portland, the Cathedral Park Jazz Festival, featuring mostly Portland musicians. It'll be going on Friday through Sunday, the 16th through the 18th, in Portland. For more information and other good places to go for live jazz, check the KNKX calendar at knkx.org. Next up, we're going to be listening to some music by the Jacob Zimmerman Trio, who, as we mentioned, is playing Wednesdays at the Pink Door and also some gigs at the Canal. Jacob Zimmerman plays alto sax and clarinet, heard here with Matt Weiner on bass and Josh Roberts on guitar. And we'll hear them doing title tune from this album called More of That. Thank you.
somewhere there's music. Moon, stars, Pluto, Jupiter, Mars, Venus, Saturn, Mercury, flying through the skies, right before your eyes. Then you realize everybody's wondering how high the moon. The moon never wonder how low, how low you are. All the moon does keep flying through the sky. Right before your eyes, you can see the moon there. Hey, they think that those are craters on the moon. Those are not craters, man. Those are wine cellars. They don't grow grapes on the moon. They drill for wine. Man, woo, that moon is way out there someplace in space. Hey, they grow potatoes on the moon. Potatoes is the size of the palace. Yeah, man, hey, that's the place there. How would they peel those potatoes? They peel them with a bulldozer. Man, way in the moon. They have jam sessions on the moon on Sunday afternoon. 528,328 million saxophones all ringing at one time. Man, they have some session. And when they have that session, man, it's really some fun. Here they come, here they go, there they go. Here come there. Pluto, Jupiter, Mars, Venus, Saturn, Mercury. When all those cats flash together, there's gonna be explosions way up space. Oh, they can't land on the moon. Hey, you got it now, take it, you got it.
Isn't that good fun? Slim Gaylord with his own unique approach to the lyrics of that song, How High the Moon. Along with Slim Gaylord, we heard Buddy Tate on tenor saxophone, a young Jay Thomas on trumpet, and Jay McShann, pianist, and Digby Fairweather on cornet. Love that name. Recorded in England doing a tour, Slim Gaylord on tour in England, and Jay Thomas with him on that occasion. And that was a great time for Jay, I'm sure. Slim Gaylord was living in Seattle around this time and often performing as a guest intermission pianist at Parnell's when the club was owned by Jay's dad, Marvin Thomas. Anyhow, it was a great time having Slim Gaylord around town and had the opportunity to see him on numerous occasions. Wonderful entertainer and a very talented musician. He played guitar and piano as well as sang, and you heard a bit of his guitar playing in that piece as well, from the album Anytime, Anyplace, Anywhere. Before that, we were listening to Jacob Zimmerman's trio, Jacob on clarinet on that one, with Matt Weiner on bass and Josh Roberts on guitar. The Jacob Zimmerman trio is playing at the Pink Door on Wednesdays and doing some weekend appearances at the Canal in Ballard as well. 88.5 KNKX connects you with the regional jazz scene every Sunday afternoon at this time. We're going to listen to some more music here from J. Thomas Quartet. This recorded at the Seattle Art Museum, and we'll hear Jay with John Hansen on piano, Chuck Kistler on bass, and Adam Kessler on drums. And this is a beautiful piece that I'd never heard before I heard Jay play it. He's heard here on flugelhorn in an old Swedish folk song called They Sold Their Homestead.
Thank you.
Portland, Oregon-based guitarist Dan Balmer from his recent album Not The, and along with Dan Balmer on guitar, there were two keyboard players there, keyboards and piano, George Mitchell and Clay Giberson, Quadro Bill Athens on bass, and Jason Palmer on drums. Dan Balmer guitar from his album, his recent album, a piece called Where Has She Gone? Where Did She Go? Jay Thomas heard before that, Jay playing flugelhorn on that old Swedish folk song, They Sold Their Homestead, along with Jay in performance at the Seattle Art Museum during an Art of Jazz concert. We heard John Hansen piano, Chuck Kistler on bass, and Adam Kessler at the drums from an album, a compilation titled Live Bop Live, Jay Thomas. Jay's new book is out, by the way, and a very entertaining read. If you ever listen to Jay tell stories, there's a very familiar tone to this writing in here. I think most of it transcribed from Jay just talking, it sounds like. Life and Jazz Stories by Jay Thomas, now available. Look it up. It's very, very fun read. 88.5 KNKX connects you with the regional jazz scene every Sunday afternoon at this time on Jazz Northwest. Jim Wilkie with you here as we continue with music from Vancouver and Corey Weeds leading a two-sax ensemble with organ trio backup. The organ trio from New York, Mike LaDon, Peter Bernstein, and Joe Farnsworth, organ, guitar, and drums. Eric Alexander plays tenor sax and Corey Weeds on alto sax. In this song from the motherland, O Sole Mio. We'll be right back. Beautiful old ballad, rarely heard at a tempo like that, but that was Burke Haggard tune What's New, as played here in the album Deuce by Hans Teuber, the saxophonist, and Jeff Johnson on bass. And before that, Corey Weeds leading his ensemble with Corey on alto and Eric Alexander on tenor saxophone, and an organ trio with Mike LaDon at the organ, Peter Bernstein guitar, and Joe Farnsworth on drums. We heard them doing the title tune from the album O Sole Mio, a collection of Neapolitan songs and other songs by Italian composers. And that's our show for today. I'm Jim Wilkie. Hope you've enjoyed our music here. Ken Wiley is coming up next with The Art of Jazz. We have a podcast available of this program, or you can stream it anytime at jazznw.org. Enjoy it anytime. You're listening to KNKX 88.5 Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1 Olympia, KVIX 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9 Cedar Woolley, and streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org. Jazz, blues, and NPR News, 88.5 FM.